This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
All right. Welcome back. Episode number 126. Rob, we have an MVP. We have a first baseman now. Very exciting news. Thank God. You know, nothing against Shohei, but Judge deserved it. Did not want to take that special moment away from him for the second time, Rob. A lot of stuff going on. I feel like baseball is kind of creeping back a little bit. We're getting in the swing of things for the offseason. But, Rob, happy almost Thanksgiving. How we doing?
Doing really, really solid, man. Aaron Judge finally wins his MVP. Like you said, really should be a two-time MVP if we're being honest here. But he
If we're being honest,
two-time MVP. But it's awesome, man. I was getting nervous like leading up to just the announcement, even though I really shouldn't have been. I mean, 20.
You kind of have to, though.
You just have to. It comes with the territory. But 28 out of the 30 first place votes were for Aaron Judge. I've said it. We've been arguing about, or not arguing amongst us, but arguing.
We've been harping on it for months.
We've been talking about it, of like what Shohei Ohtani has done is amazing. And they were talking about it on the MLB Network broadcast that he's maybe the best second place finisher in the MVP of all time. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't just go through this season and see what Aaron Judge was doing and not think, like, if you give the award to Shohei and what both people on both sides of the aisle are arguing, but say, oh, you're robbing Shohei Ohtani, you're ignoring the fact of what he's doing. But then on the other hand, we'd argue you're ignoring the fact of the greatness of this season that Aaron Judge is having if you don't give him the
one
MVP
of the best
award.
Ever, dude.
One of the best ever. And, you know, there's not, dude, like, for at least when we're rooting for our favorite team, the New York Yankees, and a lot of other fans that are listening with us, and we really appreciate it. We had to come on the pod, dude, and talk about this because we've been talking about it all year. And, you
forever,
know, the
dude.
American League MVP is a big deal. It's a big deal. And, like, we don't really see that often. Like, how many MVPs in your lifetime are you going to see, if any, for, like, your favorite team? You know, obviously the Yankees have a lot of greatness, but still, like, last one was Alex Rodriguez in 2007, and before that, A-Rod again in 2005, and before that, Don Mattingly back in 85. So it's not a common occurrence. It's really
exactly.
not. So
and
you
how,
gotta celebrate.
How old were we in exactly? And how old were we in 2007? Not to date us, Rob, but what, 9, 10? Like, this one kind of hits a little different, dude. You know, we grew up, not grew up. Well, yeah, we grew up, you know, with Aaron Judge in the system and kind of his sprouting, if you will, into the player he is. So it's pretty dope to see a dude that we've legitimately cherished for what, 4, 5, 6 years now, finally win the coveted MVP. Shout out Shohei too, I suppose, dude. Had a sick season, phenomenal season. I think it's kind of how you view it too. Some people really can't look past the fact that he hits and pitches, which I understand. But when you really get down to it, Judge's MVP, obviously. Beats him in war, too. Like, it was a fun time. It was an unreal season and very, very deserving. And he's coming back, Rob, right? He's coming back.
Well,
he has to, dude.
Big development.
You see Hal prancing around, too, saying, ain't no one outbidding us.
Little collusion being accused between the Yankees and Mets. I think it was that rumor of Hal and saying, like, not stepping on people's toes with Cohen or whatever, so there's an investigation, which is
dumb.
But, yeah, you bring up a good point now, man, because Rizzo comes back, and we put out that clip the other day, and we were talking about it on the last. And they immediately did it, and they are homies. But I don't think Judge is making a decision based on what Anthony Rizzo is doing, but it does say a lot of how quickly, like, I would have guessed they probably – that Rizzo's deal comes after Judge, but that was the opposite. And it got done very, very quickly. It's the first deal for the Yankees in the offseason. So, but in my mind, like, I think it can only mean good things, obviously, because of how close they are. It's like you opened the show, like, we have a first baseman. Like, I was not, you were talking about, would the Yankees be willing to have Brandon Belt? play first base.
Or DJ. Or Josh Bell. Like,
nah,
we wanted signing Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo. Yeah, bringing Rizzo back, I think. Or better yet, potentially not bringing Rizzo back changes the trajectory of this whole Yankee offseason, mm-hmm. I think. Like, things get freaking weird.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't get, you know, knock on wood, God forbid, don't get Judge back.
Because then it makes it easier when you're trying
to do nothing,
fill in other pieces. Yeah, if you have to go out and get a guy, like, not as good as Judge, but very good, and you got to go get Trey Turner, everything. But then you want to say, we have Rizzo at first base, which is really good. So,
locked up a good position with a ton of young infielders.
Absolutely.
Smart stuff.
Absolutely. But let's go back
question for you real quick. It relates to Judge. Did you hear the dude that caught his I think it was 60. Was it?
Yeah, he turned down $3 million. 62.
What the hell is wrong with this guy, dude?
Well, that's the guy. The guy that caught it is the man that has like the hedge fund thing or whatever. Like, he's got money, so I feel like he's probably saying either one. He's like, I got money, so I don't care, and I want to hold on to this and up its value. Or he's just saying strictly, I want to up this value, or you know, whatever.
I don't even know if I believe him getting offered $3 million. It's like, so what are you saying yes to? 5? Or you want 4? What if Judge hit 65 next year? Then that ball is worth nothing.
I don't know.
Maybe not,
man.
Nothing. But
I would probably hold on to it. Like, being us, like, I think I would hold on to it for a little longer. Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard. I'm not like a huge crypto guy, but I know in the news crypto has been talked about of like plummeting. I think it's like FTX and a bunch of athletes are in the mix.
Oh yeah, that CEO got screwed a ton of people or something.
Yeah, so like, I don't think a Aaron Judge 62 baseball, like, that's gonna hold its value for quite some time.
That's fair. But what if he goes to, like, imagine he signs in Texas. Like, does that change things for the value of the ball? I don't know. I think it's crazy he turned down $3 million, though.
Yeah,
that's
no. I mean, just looking at the figure, you're saying, whoa. But.
Yeah. Like, what if you put it in an open auction and it only gets, like, $2 million? Like,
well, that. I don't know. Yeah, no. That usually happens with, like, sports memorabilia, I feel as though. Because I think you'll be like, oh, like, the projections are, this is going to be worth $500 million. And then you're just saying, like, oh, it gets a couple $100,000. And you're like, damn it. But, no, I get what you're saying, though. But I think, like I said, I think that guy has enough money where he has FU money, so he doesn't care.
Yeah. And he's just chilling.
Yeah.
I wish someone that didn't have FU money caught it.
But yeah. We were saying that when it did happen. But it is what it is. All right. Back to what we're here to talk about, man. Aaron Judge. He becomes, I think he's the 23rd Yankee to, or not 23rd Yankee, but 23rd MVP in the Yankees history. If you're dating back and looking at the past Yankee MVPs, you have Alex Rodriguez, Don Mattingly, Thurman Munson, Elson Howard, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Yogi Berra, Phil Rizzuto, Joe DiMaggio, Spud Chandler, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, and now Aaron Judge in 2022. That's really good company. And
one could say that's good company, Rob.
One could say that. And, like, dude, that's where you sit back and you say, wow, this dude pulled off something pretty crazy. And then you compare the numbers of his MVP season with the rest of those guys, and you say, well, that's pretty. Aaron Judge has had himself a top echelon season, and that you could easily say that, man. You can make the argument it's the best single season in Yankee history. You really can have that argument.
The numbers are just bananas to look at, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, .311 batting average, .425 on base, 1.111 OPS, 211 OPS plus. I mean, the dude accounts for two players on the baseball field in terms of production. Absolutely lunatic stuff. We need our giant back, dude. I mean, this just makes me, like, I cannot see him in another uniform at all. Like, the fact that he won just kind of, not that it wasn't solidified in my head before, but it just makes the need, personally, for me, even greater.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I,
like, bro, let's go win more MVPs.
I really do think World this, Series. Too. And I don't want to go too deep because we want to highlight Aaron Judge. But,
yeah,
like, if the Yankees let him walk, I think it's really just Because at any point in Yankee history, and a guy coming off an MVP season, I think it's a no-brainer that, like, especially for the Yankees, the highest valued franchise in the sport, one of the top in North American sports, saying they're going to sign that guy. And that's why the crazy thing would be, and what we would think the only thing that would have him go away is if he wanted to, say, go to San Francisco and be where he was back home and mm-hmm. play for the team. And that's if that's his case, then fine. But if it ever came down to, like, the Yankees just...
I'd be very surprised.
They stopped themselves and they just didn't have the money. They're like, we're not spending. But it sounds like, with some of the recent comments from Hal, that
I've never seen Hal act like this.
Dude. Yeah, so ever. It seems that they're going to be aggressive. But my point would be, like, to have a guy come off an MVP season and for them not to sign him would just be weird. And it would be a signal of, like, a change in the Yankee mentality.
Yeah.
That would just be so foreign to anything in the history of the franchise that you'd say, like, damn, exactly. We're really doing this? So, yeah.
It would deem lots of criticism if that's the
rightfully
way they went.
Rightfully so, rightfully so.
Oh, yeah. But just the recent comments, dude, to hear that Hal was at, what was it, the owner's meeting or some sort of meeting with a ton of owners, kind of parading around going, hey, we will not be outbid for Aaron Judge. Like, that's the type of energy that, one, we've been asking for out of Hal for some time now. Yeah. Some time as in years. And two, you know, I hope it's not a PR stunt, because if it is, that would suck. But if he's serious, like I said a couple minutes ago, I haven't seen him with this type of energy. It's almost like he's got some sort of chip on his shoulder. I don't know. And then you see the quotes yesterday. I don't know if you saw him come out that said he was really offended by getting booed.
Yeah, no.
At the Jeter ceremony. I'm like, shout out New Yorkers for doing that then. Like, I'm glad we did that.
Dude, I was going to bring that up. That Jeter ceremony that we were both at, that was really a cool experience to be at. Jeter finally, after his Hall of Fame induction, coming back to the stadium, and Hal came out to present him with the check. And we were both in the building, and we yep. heard the boos for both him and Cashman, and they were quite loud and very noticeable. And
something we're not used to. They're not used
that
to.
That they're not used to, at least maybe here and there they'd hear it, but it was very loud when we were in the building. And he, if these rumors are true, and he did say, like, he's pissed at that and he took offense, as he should, but
yep.
that's what we're
watching. You would hope so.
That's what we were watching, and seeing how the franchise is going about their business now that the Yankees, obviously the Yankee fans, voiced their concern and their how they didn't like how the business was going. That's just how it happened. So if that's the kick in the ass that he takes, and that's gonna have him and the Yankees have a killer offseason, so be it, bro. I'm cool with that, and I think a exactly. lot of Yankee fans, and like you said, kudos to Yankee fans if that's what's going to have them have a crazy offseason. But, like, even Jeter.
That's a kick in the butt he needed. I mean, we'll kick you in the butt a little more.
Yeah, Jeter was funny, too. He's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to want to be booing him. But I think.
Bro, that's because something crazy is happening in Miami, I think. They got one of the best pitching in the league, and they just refused to spend money.
Yeah. Well, no, that I think, yeah, that's.
Something weird is going on over there, I think.
I really think that whole ordeal, not to talk Miami Marlins, but to talk Miami Marlins. Like, I think that whole reason. Like, Jeter, I know that COVID season was different, and I felt like they had some really good young – like, they do. Like, you look at Alcantara.
Their pitching is so good.
Yeah, dude. So I don't think – I don't – like, Jeter, there was obviously a disconnect because Jeter wasn't the full investor there, that they yeah. were just not willing to spend the money.
It doesn't seem like they care to win, honestly.
Yeah, and Jeter's like, let's spend money now with this young core and then bring in other pieces that I want to try and
exactly,
forge
yeah.
together. And then it just ended up not happening. But listen, if the Jeter ceremony was a click, you know, in Hal's brain.
Yeah, a little, like, light bulb went off.
And he's like,
holy shit, they actually don't like me. Really.
And it's like, damn, all right. And that's going to – did you see – it kind of reminds me of – I'm not an Eagles fan, but did you see that video of the Eagles general manager? What's his name? I can't remember what his name is. Probably if there's any Eagles fans.
The GM now?
Yeah, there were like Eagles fans. There were like Eagles fans at a Houston game. Howie Roseman, he like.
So oh, okay.
He's, Eagles fans had a sign that I forget what the sign said, and it's like
they were praising him or they were
no, it was like a little bit of a backhanded sign, like he's like, oh
yeah,
like because they've questioned a lot of his moves, and he's like, oh, now you're happy I brought you your first F in Super Bowl, you should be happier, blah, and he goes F you, yeah. He literally said F you. So if that's the sort of motivation, it seems like a similar
heck
sort
yeah,
of motivation
dude.
With this. So. Yeah, that was a video that went viral. I'm sure NFL fans saw. But
I mean, Hal has definitely heard the noise. I mean, even if he didn't hear it prior to the booing, he definitely heard it after, whether he kind of took a deep dive into the media at all or someone kind of relayed this info and said, hey, Hal, the consensus in New York is that you don't really care to win. You know, you don't want to spend money. You don't care to win that much. You just want to have a 90-win season and make the playoffs every year and be kind of relevant. So, hey, if that's what he needs to light a fire under Hal's ass, I mean, you can make a lot of friends quickly this offseason.
Yeah.
A lot of friends.
A lot. Yeah, so, I mean, the breakdown total, it was really just a one-sided race with the Aaron Judge MVP votes. Like I said, 28 of the 30 first-place votes were for Judge, 2 for Ohtani. Judge got 2 second-place votes, so I'd love to see who those two mm-hmm. writers were.
A couple of Yanks haters, as usual.
Jordan got 22 third-place votes. Jose Ramirez got 6 third-place votes. And Jose Altuve got 0 of third, second, or first. But a total of, let's see, total. How many places do they give them? Does it go, like, it
I
goes out in, like,
go
20
pretty,
or?
I think they go pretty far, because I know DJ was, like, I think he was top 6 his first 2 years as a Yankee. I think he finished like 3rd and 6th or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how many places it goes, but I know it goes pretty deep.
Yeah, so Judge got a total of 410, and then Ohtani was closest with 280, and then Jordan and Ohtani was a little closer, 280 for Ohtani and then 232 for Jordan. So yeah, I mean, I'm happy that's what the difference was. Like I think we've always had the talk of Yankee bias when it comes to these awards, and we're talking, oh man, is this year are they with Judge, like, especially after the 2017, because listen, if you look at those numbers in 2017 between him and Altuve, and I really don't want to harp on it, and I know I'd probably get some flack for harping on it, but
Judge wins, dude.
Judge wins, and he really should be a 2-time MVP, but that's a whole other conversation for another time, and it doesn't matter because
he's something we gotta just swallow at this point.
Yeah, and he's now an MVP in 2022, which is just it's so cool. Like you said, it's interesting to think, like, you had me thinking about that when the point you made, like, we watched A-Rod, like I do remember his 2007 season.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as vividly as I evolved as a Yankee fan, but I do remember it, but I think it's really cool to see an MVP where we witnessed the whole thing, super invested. Obviously, we as doing the podcast and
we covered the team all year,
and
dude,
like
yeah.
just watching every game and watching all the at bats and going through and covering. It's different, and you just say like it makes you cherish it a little bit more for sure.
Exactly, especially when I don't think there was many times in the season like what Rob. Probably May, midway through May, we were like, Judge is the MVP frontrunner right now. And we definitely never looked back.
Yeah.
It just, the difference grew even more. I guess Shohei made a little bit of noise in the middle of the season. But yeah, I mean, we were harping on it all freaking year. And the fact that this is our Super Bowl, if you will, because we didn't get to play in the dance.
Yeah.
But, it's nice that we get to celebrate something for now.
Yeah. Gives you the itch again, for sure.
Lock him up, dude.
Also, I think Judge came in, at least I know Caesar Sportsbook tweeted out one, his MVP odds, and a lot of the sports books kind of spoiled it because they probably know everything before because they have to make the payouts and everything.
Yeah.
But I wish I was thinking about it prior. Judge, I think coming in at least on Caesars was plus 2,500 to win. So put a little bit of cheddar on there, and
$100 wins. Yeah, 2,500 then.
Yeah, it's like that, oh man, I really wish I could go back in time as many yeah. of us do with those bets. But, yeah, dude, just really, really cool.
Special season.
It's special, and I'll always remember it. I'll always remember the season for sure, even though, you know, we came up short in October, but that's what now is time to fix, and obviously we'll go yep. throughout and talk about it in the moves. Do you think? Also, I guess noteworthy news: Teoscar Hernandez is now out of the division. That trade happened.
I still don't understand that, dude.
Seattle's going to get stacked if they get a shortstop.
Teoscar is very good. I know that they got two pitchers in return. I know nothing about the two pitchers. I didn't even give them a stat check or anything. But Teoscar is damn good. So I'm expecting them to do something. People forget. I'm pretty sure their owner is as rich or just a tad rich, less. The Toronto's owner is just a little less rich than Steve Cohen. So they're very wealthy over there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're the only two billionaire owners.
The,
and the Dodgers have like their group of four, yeah, but yeah. that like they're collectively worth a
yeah.
probably a few billion. But
the
dude that owns Toronto is like a Steve Cohen of Canada.
So he probably is not afraid to spend. But Toronto could do some stuff in the off season, but yeah, that was
but
a little
frauds until proven otherwise.
Oh yeah, that is going to be the label for us. Yeah, Goldschmidt won it in the NL. Like we said, Alcantara won it in the Alcantara won the Cy Young. Verlander wins the Cy Young.
Verlander reportedly wants Scherzer money at the age of 40.
Yeah, so it sounds like he could be gone. I don't think the Yankees should give that money to him unless it's like a 1 year. But like I think he wants like a 3 year deal or something. Is that? I don't know.
That's what I've been reading. Three years, like 40 mil type of Scherzer deal. So, yeah. I mean, hey, that's crazy money for a 43-year-old. But
if it's 1 year, but
hey, dude, if you're Hal, go sign Verlander for 38 mil for 1 year for all I care.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's
take that fire all the way home under your butt.
That's the noteworthy stuff that happened. Obviously, as more of the moves happen, but it seems like, you know, we had a couple little, it's not super hot, but there's been a few little fires here and there with mm-hmm. some trades and stuff. So
first real off season since 2019,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. I think really like between Thanksgiving and Christmas will be a pretty hot period. Hopefully
yeah, we'll
judge
get something,
but the Yankees will definitely, I feel like between that time, obviously it's like a month, but I do mm-hmm. think that they're going to make a deal. Hopefully that deal will be judged and then we can come back on.
Fingers crossed.
And talk about the reigning most yeah. valuable player. That's going to be that's
coming back
be fun
to New York.
Say. That's going to
yeah,
be fun
be,
to say.
That'll be good for Twitter captions and Instagram captions next year.
Well, dude, I don't know. The way that Twitter's looking right now, you guys got to go follow us on our other socials, at FortrainingSavages on Instagram.
Why, you think Twitter's going to go down, dude?
No, I don't think it's going to go down, but there may be like a weird period of time because now, I mean, if
that
none of
true.
You guys Twitter users, Elon Musk, and with his new ownership of the thing, like I guess some of the employees are going back and forth and I think they like shut down
don't
stuff.
Don't take Twitter right away from us, dude. Don't
yeah,
do it.
Yankees Twitter is too close-knit of a community and would be.
Yeah, the place is crazy.
We would
imagine
have
we all just transfer to Reddit.
Reddit or, dare I say, Facebook, I guess.
Yeah,
but
Facebook. Everyone.
I don't know. The Instagram community is pretty strong in our freaking comments
oh, yeah.
sometimes, man. I can't. Yeah. Sometimes I can't
blow
read
up
those.
In our comments. Yeah. Y'all be wilding in the comments.
Very much so. Alrighty. Reigning MVP, Aaron Judge. Had to come on, had to talk about it. Amazing season. Really appreciate the season that he gave us, and I'm sure you guys really enjoyed it as well. We appreciate you for coming on and listening to us for this quick episode. As always, be sure to subscribe, leave us a rate and review on Apple as well as Spotify. Be sure to follow us at FortrainSavages on Instagram and TikTok, and go follow us at FortrainSavages on Twitter. Hopefully Yankees Twitter is not, this is not the end of Yankees Twitter, but only time will tell. But thank you guys for listening to episode 126. We will catch you next time.